Delighted to have today as my guest a world champion, would you believe, in Tommy Freeman. He's a world wrestling champion. How are you, Tommy?
I'm brilliant, mate. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Good to speak to you. Good to see you. And you're in Stoke-on-Trent in a week's time, aren't you?
Yeah, so All-Star Wrestling's bringing the Super Slam Showdown 3 to the Victoria Hall. The historic Victoria Hall on the 9th of May, 7:30, Saturday the 9th of May. It's going to be a big show because also we always take pride in providing the absolute best entertainment to every venue we go to up and down the country. But whenever the All-Star shows are earmarked as the Super Slam Showdowns, that's kind of like our, for lack of a better term, WrestleMania, FA Cup Final, Super Bowl, however you want to put it. You know, so Victoria Hall is one of those like historic venues, especially within the world of British wrestling. So we always like to put on a big show for that crowd. And Stoke's always an amazing crowd. I've got the chance to perform in front of them before, and every single time they deliver as much as we do. So it's always a great time when we have the Super Slam Showdowns.
As you say, Victoria Hall, back in the 60s, wasn't it? It used to have all those famous British wrestling names there on a regular basis.
Yeah, so like I said, the history of that whole date back ages, like you said, the 60s. It used to be running like twice a month. It was so popular there. But now, like All-Star Wrestling, we're really starting to try and like recapture that magic of British wrestling when it was at its like peak. And that's what the Super Slam Showdown's all about, bring the absolute best wrestling entertainment to the crowds of Stoke.
Yes. So how many people are in the troupe? How many people will be there?
Well, we've got all in it. So obviously myself, the British heavyweight champion, Tommy Freeman's there. I'll be going up against a long-standing rival in there, the trendsetter, Chrissy Decker, quite the fashionista, but he's been gunning for my championship for quite a while. So that's going to be a big match to anticipate. We'll also have names like the world heavyweight champion Mickey Long is going to be there. Masked wrestlers such as the Samurai Shinobi. We also have British Beef. You know, there's a lot of like huge names on that show. Every single one of them was guaranteed to be a slam dunk of a match. So everybody in the Stoke area and surrounding, I couldn't urge enough for them to not miss out on being able to see this show.
Yeah, no, I introduced you as a world champion. You're actually a co-world champion, aren't you? You're a member of a tag team.
Yeah, so I myself am the British heavyweight champion. Mickey Long is the world heavyweight champion. But together we're also kind of a mega combination. And we're also the reigning tag team champions. So all the gold crossed over two guys, you know, just kind of shows that both myself and Mickey are kind of in our respective peaks, primes right now, and we'll be defending those championships at the Super Slam Showdown. So again, can't miss out because championship action is always brings out the best in the wrestlers, I feel.
And of course, you're all also announced that there will be a free for all, really, with all wrestlers in the ring at the same time. Will that happen?
Yes, I believe there will be a rumble on that night, and everybody loves a good Royal Rumble. But there'll be plenty of action across the card, up and down, you know, singles matches and everything. So there'll be a little bit of everything for everyone to really sink their teeth into.
Yeah, and as well as being a sport, it's also a great show, isn't it? It's a great showmanship there. You have your beautiful bodies that are, you know, they're the real fan favourites, and then you have the pantomime villains as well. Is that the same with yours?
Yeah, so All-Star Wrestling, it's been running for over 55 years now. You know, it's the longest running promotion in Europe. And since day one, there's always been a very high standard of performers on the show and the team up and down. Like you said, like we've got guys who are in, you know, your big Adonis guys. We've got big bruisers. We've got cruiserweights who will be zipping and flying all over the place, you know. And the commitment to bring the absolute best in entertainment is something that All-Stars really strive for. And it's one of the reasons why All-Stars, the longest running promotion in the UK, you know, every single match is jam-packed with entertainment. So again, I really couldn't urge more for anybody in the surrounding areas to get themselves to the show, because it really truly is a treat for the entire family.
Yeah, and you'll see all those moves, right? The pile drivers, the flops onto the people, and all these sort of things, all the moves that are so famous.
Oh, yeah, we'll be going deep into our bags, you know. Anything you want to see will be on this show, you know. It's exhilarating. It's one of the reasons why I got into it, you know. As many will, I started out as a fan myself. I've been in love with professional wrestling since I was 9, you know. And ever since then, it's captivated my life. And now I'm lucky enough to be one of the guys in the ring. Hopefully, you know, providing entertainment for all the kids and adults and that who show up, but also hopefully providing a bit of inspiration for them as well, because that's how I got my start, was seeing these live shows and being able to experience it in live action, you know. It's really indescribable, the atmosphere that wrestling brings to venues and that, and it's just something that I'm so grateful I'm able to do every single day of my life.
I always remember in the back in the days of Victoria Hall, there was you like to get the audience really involved in it, and one lady of a certain age was so in really mad at one of the wrestlers, the tricks he was up to, that she started beating him with a handbag from the side of the ring.
Yeah, I've seen my fair share. Luckily, I'm always more on the side of being one of the fan favorites, but I've seen some of the not so nice guys who've got on the show getting a bit of abuse all at them, but you know, it's brought on by their own actions, isn't it? And yeah, it just goes to show the passion of the crowd. I think it's what makes wrestling so unique. You know, with other sports, other forms of entertainment, you don't always quite get that level of interaction with the crowd. I think the crowd really feels like a part of the show when you're at a wrestling show. And you know, like I said, it really harbors itself to bring out that like extreme passion from the fans, and it's just something that I'm so lucky to be a part of.
So Tommy Freeman was a 9-year-old boy. Did you have your first experience at a live event, or was it through WWF or WWE, whatever it's called now, on the television?
Yeah, so it was a bit of both. So 9 is when I say like I was when I became a proper fan, but I'd been around wrestling longer than that, you know. And when I was a kid, I used to go to Butlins and stuff a lot, and there was always wrestling on there. All Star Wrestling ran the Butlins camps when I was younger. So my first experience of live wrestling will have been All Star as well. So it's quite nice and full circle, you know. My wrestling journey has started with All Star Wrestling, essentially, from seeing the live shows and just being completely captivated. And now to the point where I am one of the guys on the show it's just, you know, really sort of gratifying that I've been able to work my way at this point. And like I said, you know, every single time I'm out in front of the crowd, I'm trying my best to evoke that kind of emotion out of the fans themselves. You never know, there might be some day where I'm wrestling on All Star and some young kid comes up and says, "Hey, I'm on this show too because I watched you when I was a kid," kind of thing. It would just be, you know, a really nice moment to be able to give back to wrestling what wrestling's gave to me, and it's a lifelong passion.
Yeah, and so how did you get from a 9-year-old boy who was a real, real fan to actually getting into the ring?
Well, it all comes behind a lot of hard work. You know, it's something that I just could never let go up until like me adult years. And eventually it got to the point where I was just like, you know what, if I don't try now, I'll never sort of forgive myself for it. I had the opportunity to go and learn, and I took it, and from there sky's been the limit from then on, you know. It's the toughest thing I've ever done in my life, without a shadow of a doubt, the effort that you have to put in, not just getting into ring shape and learning what to do, but the effort you have to put in outside, going to the gym, getting in good shape, eating right, you know. It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, but starting it always feels easy because it's something that I love, something that I'm passionate about. And I feel like that passion comes through every single time I step into the ring.
Did you try any other martial arts before you took on the wrestling? Did you try judo and stuff like that? Or
yeah, so I was a relatively sporty kid. I tried and had a lot of different sports. There were some martial arts mixed in there. Did a little bit of karate, but never to the point of wrestling, you know, like I was kind of in and out with a lot of sports and got pretty decent at a few of them, but nothing's ever really captured my attention more than professional wrestling has. It's just been from day one, since I stepped into a ring, I was just like, oh, this is it. This is the thing that I love, and I'm gonna do it to the absolute best of my ability.
And I do know someone who went from being a professional goalkeeper in football to being a wrestler in America, and he came back and he was incredibly bulked up. You know, he's huge amount of bulk put on. So what do you have to do to do that? Is that huge weights in the gym? Is that how you get the bulk?
Yeah, so everybody has their different methods in that, you know, whether you want to train like really hard and heavy, or whether you want to try doing total lots of reps at lighter weights and just build up that muscular endurance. But the size, that all really comes from the eating. You got to eat big to be big, and I've eaten my fair share, a lot of chicken, a lot of rice, a lot of steak. You know, it's the exercise is one thing, but the real thing that's going to help you with the size is just eating as big as you want to be.
And when wrestlers finish, do they have to lose that bulk? You know, it's because you're carrying a huge amount of bulk around, aren't you?
Yeah, it is quite a lot. I think it depends on the guys. You know, there's a lot of people who are able to sort of maintain quite that healthy lifestyle afterwards and that, but I'm still quite young in my career myself, so thinking about what to do afterwards is hopefully a long way away for me.
Yeah, I'm not trying to wish your career away at all. I'm just wondering what people do. You know, they get a huge amount of bulk and then suddenly they stop. I presume you have to sort of gradually slow down, don't you? You don't eat quite so much and you don't train quite so much.
Yeah, I would imagine you would have to make adjustments to be able to sort of keep the size, if you want to keep the size, or slim down a little bit if it makes life a little bit easier on that for you.
Every town you go into, and I travel around quite a lot being on the radio, you always see that there's going to be wrestling on at the local town hall or something. So it is big in a small way, isn't it? It's maybe not hit the television and so on, but it is really popular, and you've got audiences there all the time.
Yeah, I think wrestling is just, as much as people might not think it, I think wrestling is such a big part, especially of British culture. You know, it's a very accessible thing for anybody can be a wrestling fan. You know, it's just, like I said before, there's a little bit of everything for everyone there. You've got drama, you've got comedy, you've got the action, and there's so many incentives to put bums in seats. And I think it's something that captures the imagination. You know, it's such a unique thing in itself. You know, it's live and it's in your face. Like I said before, you get to, as a fan, you get to feel like a part of the show, which I think is such a uniquely wrestling thing. Like you said, there's wrestling on every town that you go to in the UK, and that's because it's just such a captivating form of entertainment.
And you know when people are coming out of a wrestling, because they've got all the merch, haven't they? They've got the foam fingers and everything else, haven't they?
Yeah, everybody loves a good foam finger. I was mad for it when I was a kid. I think my dad always dreaded taking us to wrestling shows because he knew, on top of the ticket prices and drinks and stuff, I'd be wanting the toys and the T-shirts and the foam hands and everything like that, you know. Also, we have, again, the standard of our shows doesn't just extend to the wrestling ring, it extends to a merch table as well. We've got T-shirts, programs, posters, everything that you could possibly want from a wrestling show is there. The opportunity to go meet the guys after the show because they sell VIP passes, so you can do like a little meet and greet, have a little face-to-face time with the wrestlers, get the signature. There's just a lot of value to be taken from an all-star wrestling show, you know, and it just makes it easy. Meeting the fans after the shows is one of the most important things for me, because being able to see the faces, talk to people, put names to faces, it's so important, because again, it's just another one of those wrestling things, because you get to really feel a part of the show, and meeting the guys afterwards is always great.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have a sellout at the Victoria Hall. It's always very, very popular there. I'm sure they're going to have a great time. Hope you have a great time too, Tommy.
You too, mate. Thank you. Thank you again for this interview. And yeah, just to remind everybody, Super Slam Showdown 3 from the Victoria Hall on Saturday the 9th of May. Do not miss out. I promise you it's going to be an absolutely outstanding show.